So, can we say that we were created by some superior civilization instead of God? Yeah, when it is we consider a possibility, that's definitely a possibility. At the same time, that only raises the question further, okay, where did that superior civilization come from? So, we have to, in our historical research, we want to have some foundational explanation. The idea that we were created by some advanced civilization is not entirely incompatible with the Vedic teachings also. The Vedic teachings explain that there are multi-level cosmos, and there are higher beings like Brahma and Devatas who are created first, and from them we are created. So, we could say that we are created by higher civilization. It's slightly different from, say, books like Fingerprint of the Gods talk about, which say that there are some higher civilizations which has populated the earth or whatever. So that's true in one sense, but that's not the ultimate explanation. Now you may say that, okay, then if you say God created, then who created God? That question can always come. That's a fair enough question. But when we ask the question, who created God, that indicates a lack of understanding of the concept of God. God, the very word God means sarvakarana karana, the cause of all causes. There are contingent beings and there are non-contingent beings. Contingent beings means, contingent means conditional. So the being whose existence is contingent on other things. So our existence is contingent on the existence of our grandparents, our parents and grandparents. If our parents didn't exist, we would not exist. Our existence is contingent on the existence of oxygen in the atmosphere, water on the planet. So our existence is contingent. So the very definition of God says that God is a supreme non-contingent being. His existence is not contingent on anything else. Sarva karana karana. Now you can have a philosophical discussion separately whether there is such a non-contingent being exists or not. That's a different question. But when we the very definition of God is that He is a non-contingent being, that He is the supreme cause of all causes. Therefore, to ask who created God is like asking who made a circle circular. A circle by definition is circular, isn't it? Nobody has to make a circle circular. Somebody can say, I made a figure that is a circle, or that is circular. But if I say a circle, then it is by definition circular. Nobody, so just as circularity is an intrinsic defining attribute of a circle, similarly, non-contingence, that means non-dependence on anyone else, not being sourced by anyone else, that is a defining characteristic of God. So, this chain of cause effects, where does it start from? Suppose a child reads a novel for the first time. And then after reading the novel, enjoying the novel, okay, you know, okay, this person's son, this person's daughter, this person is from here, this person is from here. After reading the whole book, the child comes to know that there is an author. A child starts reading the whole book again, oh, where is the author in the book? It's a book of fiction, the child may read the novel as many times as they want, will not find any author over there. Why not? Because the author exists at a different level. The author created the storyline, the author created the timeline, the author created the characters. But the author is not present as one of the characters. As the author is not present as one of the, in any of the genealogies in the fiction novel. So similarly, God by definition exists outside the fabric of space and time. That is the very meaning of His being transcendental. So, we can either choose that the cause of all causes is a transcendental being, God, and who started off the chain of causes in this world, who set up the system of cause effect in this world, or we can choose some other explanation, let's say an advanced civilization. But the advanced civilization will immediately beg the question, where did that come from? So, we don't reject the idea that humans came from advanced civilization, But would you say that it is not a complete explanation? It's a possible explanation, but it doesn't give us the complete understanding because it does not go to the foundational source.
Spiritual world also exists.